Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Trump campaign looking to explain remarks from former President Trump at a conservative Christian gathering in Florida on Friday, as Trump called for attendees to get out and vote because after this election...
You won't have to do it anymore. Four more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine.
As the Harris campaign has called the comments a, quote, vow to end democracy, Trump's campaign says Trump was talking about the, quote, importance of faith, uniting the country and bringing prosperity to every American. Growing concerns about the war in Gaza expanding into a wider conflict. Israel blaming Hezbollah militants in Lebanon for a rocket strike on a soccer field in northern Israel that killed at least 11 children and teens, according to Israeli authorities. Hezbollah denying responsibility. It comes, though, as an Israeli airstrike on Saturday hit a school in Gaza, killing at least 30 people. Progress made on the Park Fire in Northern California, now 10% contained. This is ABC News. Court filings show the Justice Department is now accusing TikTok of posing a national security threat. The DOJ is defending a new law that would force the sale of the platform away from Chinese ownership or be banned.
U.S. officials say TikTok employees have sent significant amounts of restricted user data to each other, storing it on Chinese systems where ByteDance employees in China could then access it. The Chinese government could then require ByteDance to secretly help with intelligence gathering and national security efforts. A spokesperson for TikTok says the U.S. government has not shown any proof of his claims.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. The FBI now confirming that it believes it was, in fact, a bullet that struck the ear of former President Trump during his assassination attempt 2 weeks ago. The announcement comes as there's been conflicting accounts about what caused Trump's injuries after a gunman opened fire at his rally in Pennsylvania. It also clears up ambiguous comments earlier in the week by former FBI Director Christopher Wray that seemed to cast doubt. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Lake Air is looking for a sports play-by-play announcer. Lake Air will soon be your home for Amory Sports, starting with football this fall. If you love sports and have always dreamed of being part of a broadcast team, this is your chance. Here's an opportunity to make some extra money and enjoy the sports you love. Give us a call at 715-733-0539 or email info@lakeair.radio. Lake Air, WLAK, hometown radio refreshed. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabby Dada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And